The Israeli army is still pounding the besieged Gaza Strip as a death toll among the Palestinians rises to 97. Palestinians have fired more rockets from the besieged Gaza Strip into Israel in retaliation for Tel Aviv's deadly attacks. The retaliatory rocket fire from Gaza has left two Israeli soldiers injured. The Iron Dome missile system has failed to intercept a majority of Palestinian rockets. Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank fire a tear gas to disperse Palestinians protesting against the bombardment of the Gaza Strip. The clashes erupted in the city of Bethlehem as the protesters rallied in solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza. The UN chief Ban Ki-moon picks a new mediator for the crisis in Syria. The Italian-Swedish diplomat Stefan de Mistura will replace Lakhdar Brahimi, who resigned in May. Brahimi quit his post after holding two unsuccessful rounds of talks between the Syrian government and the foreign-backed opposition. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Afghanistan amid tensions over the country's disputed presidential election. Kerry will meet Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani, who have claimed victory in the June runoff vote. Initial results put Ghani in the lead, but Abdullah says he won't recognize the results, calling them fraudulent. EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton has invited foreign ministers from the P5+1 group in Vienna for talks on a final deal on Iran's nuclear program. The ministers are expected in Vienna on Sunday to evaluate the ongoing nuclear negotiations. Ukrainian troops have clashed with pro-Russia gunmen near Donetsk airport as government forces are trying to blockade the eastern city. The army has been gaining ground in its efforts to push out the pro-Russians from eastern towns. Kiev says the offensive against pro-Russian forces may last another month. Russia condemns a European Union plan to extend the list of persons, including Russians, slapped with asset freezes and travel bans over the Ukraine crisis. Moscow says the move would harm the ties with the 28-nation bloc. The EU has agreed to add 11 new names to the list.